Once upon a time, lawyer David Kotler was a Dade County prosecutor who went after misdemeanor marijuana cases. But now he's preparing himself for a new life, serving clients who make a legal living in the medical marijuana business.
Working on partnership agreements, licensing agreements, reviewing leases.
When Kotler and his Boca Raton law partners launched the venture, they were planning on the passage of the Medical Marijuana Amendment in November. But then the legislature unexpectedly passed a bill legalizing a low-potency marijuana called Charlotte's Web for a limited number of medical patients. Kotler saw an opportunity to make an early start. His first impression of the proposed Charlotte's Web regulatory scheme? He says it's the work of people who have learned from other states' mistakes.
A more regulated pharmaceutical model where good business and good health practices are going to be set as the standard.
There are oversights, Kotler concedes. The rules strictly regulate the percentage of the active ingredient THC in a way that, as Kotler hears from patients, may limit its therapeutic usefulness. And there is no provision anywhere for any approved pot nursery to legally acquire the first seed to grow that first crop.
You may be forced to break the law to follow the law.
Now Kotler's wondering how these developing rules for Charlotte's Web could affect Amendment 2 with its wider permissions for medical marijuana. Worst case, he says, the rules won't change, only Charlotte's Web will be legal, and you'll have to return to practicing regular law. I'm Rick Stone in Miami.